Welcome back to the Anishinaabe Ojibwe way of life. We're back here again with Bob J. We talked about a few things, ancient skills, Bob, and in modern day life, how do you think they compare in your life now?
I think probably 99.99% of my life is modern day, events and stuff that's going on.
And that 1% is who you originally are as a Anishinaabe man.
Mm-hmm.
So you think there's a lot of things missing in your life, Bob?
Definitely feel a void there. You definitely feel like I'm looking for something else.
All the time?
Yep, quite a bit.
Yeah, to fill that need, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be nice if we could just like go back? Or there was some place that we could all go as as men alone, you know, to go and teach each other those kind of skills that we're missing. What would you think about that, Bob?
That'd be great. It'd be nice to be able to go there and not get criticized about what you do or don't know. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, with the alcoholism and drugs around here, that's all a lot of us know. You know, growing up the first 12 years of my life, alcoholism was present in my family quite a bit.
And those types of things weren't taught as far as ancient skills?
Not really. I mean, we after parents and stuff, you know, started sobering up, then the sweat lodge came back to us. And then that's, you know, we learned that.
Ceremonial
aspect of things.
But not the physical ancient skills type things, right?
No, nothing ancient. Everything was modernized.
Were they even talked about?
I don't know. Think really too much, you know.
A lot of ceremonial though, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of ceremony. And I think that, you know, has helped. And helped my own self, you know, as far as getting on that sober path, that sober way of life.
But you still feel that there's something missing.
There's still something missing, though.
Yeah. And, I think that's a great way to put it, Bob. You went through all the ceremonials. There was something else in place of all of that, which was alcoholism, those types of things. And then the ceremonial came back, and that was good. But we know that we still haven't reached there yet, right?
I feel like I'm still incomplete. I mean, I'm healthy, I'm sober, I love the way of life that I'm living today, and I, say me gwich to Creator for that every day. But there's something out there that it seems like we're not quite there yet.
Right. And I felt those types of pangs in my life too, you know, a calling. And yeah, I think it would be great, you know, when I was growing up, those things weren't taught either, Bob. Mm-hmm. Even back in 20 years earlier, prior to your life, they talked a lot about ceremony, you know. And I knew that it was good, you know. I mean, I'm not afraid of it. I embrace it a lot in my life, even now. But yeah, the ancient skills, Bob, that made us men.
So just talking about going out and having like a group of guys together and just learning from each other what we know that maybe of our prehistoric ways. I don't want to say prehistoric, but ancient ways.
Yeah.
And, that excites me, man. That sounds like something that would be good for the community, good for all the guys around here that don't know anything else, you know, right now, and they're living a different way.
Yeah, I see us separated a lot. Do you?
Oh, yes, I do. Yep.
I think that would bring a lot of men together, and I truly believe this, Bob, is that we lose our children starting at about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We lose them to drugs and gangs, and you know, to even Xbox, you know.
It seems like a lot of us around here in the community, either we grow up or we don't. You know, I still see 40-year-old men, you know, wearing, you know, that lifestyle of the things that we did when we were teenagers.
Right. And even learning, you know, our native plants, the ones that we can actually eat, the ones that we ate before. How many do you know?
Yeah, maybe just a few.
Handful?
Yeah, maybe just a handful.
And that would be nice to learn those things again.
Yeah, it'd be nice to walk through. I used to work a little with Warren Tibbetts out in the. We did some. We'd go out and count trees for the DRM, and it was awesome to walk through the woods with him because he would just be walking around and he'd be pointing at things and telling you this and that and this and that. That was years ago now. I forgot that. I wish I could remember it.
What to use, what to eat. Yeah. Even medicinal purposes, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and those, whether we realize it or not, you know, native medicine, it plays a huge part in modern medicine. Over 80% come from the native peoples. Even chemotherapy. Yes, it's written right in the medical books. So cancer medicines, you know, those types of things. I'd like to learn more too. I know quite a bit already, but I'd like to learn more. And I feel you when I talk about or when you talk about, you know, that there's something missing. I like that idea, Bob, that Native men should get together, the little things that they do know, create a group, and start to teach each other. You know, let it grow small or be small at first and just grow. I think a lot of men would come and participate. What do you think?
I think it'd be great, you know. Go out there and get people together and just let them know what we're doing. And you know, everyone's welcome.
And of course, you know, we all know it takes an entire village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, and those types of things, you know, and I think this would be a great, great start for them instead of learning how to play an Xbox. What do you think?
Yeah, we need to put the Xbox down. However, living in my age, I've been with a video game since I was probably a small boy. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, well, thanks for joining us again there, Bob. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning on in and listening to Ojibwe Way of Life. Talk to you again next week.